This is Dr. Rohini Raghupati dictating office visit on James Williams, last name Williams, first name James, date of birth is 7-18-45, date of visit is 12-18-23. This is a 78-year-old pleasant male patient who is here for routine follow-up and refill of his lorazepam and tramadol, period. He says that currently he's taking Tylenol, 650 milligrams, two tablets at bedtime, and then he takes the lorazepam and is able to sleep, period. History pressing illness, this is a patient known to have Parkinson's disease and chronic low back pain due to degenerative joint disease. And he states that he has not taken tramadol in a while, but was wondering if he could get a prescription. We have the prescription monitoring program shows that patient has not received any tramadol since 21, December of 2021. Past medical history significant for Parkinson's disease, which according to the patient, he says his symptoms are much better with the current dose of medication. He also has a history of restless leg syndrome, hypertension, and overactive bladder. He also has a history of generalized anxiety disorder. Current medications include levodopa, carbidopa, 25 by 100 milligrams, two tablets at 8 a.m., two at noon, two at 4 p.m., and two at 8 p.m. Potassium chloride, extended release, 10 milliequivalent, one a day. Torsamide, 10 milligrams, one a day. Oxybutynin, 5 milligrams, three times a day. Pramipexol, 0.125 milligrams, three times a day. Amantadine, 100 milligrams, one a day. And polyethylene glycol, 17 grams a day. On exam, patient is 5 feet 10 inches tall. He weighed in as 199.5 pounds. Initially, he weighed in at 167 on the digital scale, which was obviously not accurate. Blood pressure was 110 over 60, pulse 90 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 97.1, BMI 24. He's right-handed, does not smoke, drink, or use drugs. Head nomocephalic. He does have mild tremors of his hands. Neck is supple, no open ode, taramagli, JP not distended, lungs are quite clear, heart is one is to heard with regular sensation. Extremities, tremors noted, no trace pre-tibial edema. Assessment, Parkinson's disease, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, generalized anxiety disorder, chronic pain, chronic low back pain. Plan, I did tell patient that if his blood pain is currently under control with Tylenol and he's able to sleep with the lorazepam, I think he should just stay on this regimen, period. I do not want to start another controlled substance prescription for this patient. He could talk to Dr. Dave at his next visit. He has been off of this medicine for 2 years now. I did refill his lorazepam 1 milligram, one at bedtime, number 30. No refills. He will continue all his medications as prescribed. I will make a follow-up appointment in 1 month or soon if he has any other problems.